McFarland, best solution is slow rolling regime change through economy in Iran, Trump, Bibi disagree on regime change. By Ian Hanchett on July 27, 2026. On Monday's broadcast of the Fox Business Network's Varney & Co., former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland said that the best solution in Iran is sort of a slow-rolling regime change, slow-rolling coup, where the IRGC loses control and others like the parliament gain control due to Iran's economy struggling. She also stated that, after the mutual number one interest of eliminating Iran's nuclear program, the interests of the U.S. and Israel kind of diverge. Because, Prime Minister Netanyahu has said, well, they want regime change. President Trump has said, no, not necessarily. McFarland began by saying that it's not a bad thing the longer this war goes on, at least economically, for the United States. And whenever the price of oil hits around $100 a barrel, there's a ceasefire and the price falls while the U.S. builds up military resources in the region in the meantime. She added, Iran is getting squeezed, no ships are going in and out of Iranian ports. Regardless of ceasefire, no ceasefire, that blockade is still holding. And that's got to be squeezing Iran economically. I'm looking at this and saying, what's the best solution here? The best solution is sort of a slow-rolling regime change. Slow-rolling coup, where the IRGC loses control and the civilians that we're negotiating with, the parliament, etc., that they gain control. Why would they gain more control? Because of the economic devastation of Iran. Host Stuart Varney then asked, is there any rift between the United States and Israel at this point? McFarland answered, we have one objective, which is getting rid of Iran's nuclear program. That's number one for both of us. At that point, our interests kind of diverge. Because, Prime Minister Netanyahu has said, well, they want regime change. President Trump has said, no, not necessarily. I think what's going to, the interesting thing, as the progress of this Iran war goes on, Iran has not struck Israel directly. Israel has not entered the Iran war, at this stage. And when, Prime Minister Netanyahu gave that threat, I think the threat is, okay, Iran, you come after us. We're coming after you, and, by the way, we know where the top third, fourth, fifth tier of the IRGC is, and we can take them out as effectively as we've taken out the first and second tier. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.